Cardinal Zen, how does it feel to be addressed in that way now as Cardinal Zen rather than Archbishop? What effect does this have on you?
We have to accept all this folklore. But this time, there is a meaning. They say the red means blood. So that means we have to be faithful in the service of the church and loyalty to the Holy Father. In Latin, they say, usque ad effusionem sanguinis, tear to shed the blood also for such a noble mission. Yeah.
In your role as Archbishop of the Diocese of Hong Kong, you have worked very much over the last few years, not only for the faithful of Hong Kong, for the Catholic faithful, but for all of the people who live within the province itself. How important is this, your nomination, for the people of Hong Kong and indeed of China?
I think what I've done is nothing special in today's church, because the social teaching of the church says that the church should not only be concerned about itself, but should be concerned about everything which happened in the society for human rights, especially to defend and help the poor in the society, the weak in the society. And today the Holy Father says that as Our Lady, after the Annunciation, received such a good news, immediately she went to help Elizabeth to exercise work of charity. So charity is essential to our faith. So I'm very happy that our diocese is very active in caring for the poor people, the weak people, and I hope my being made a cardinal may give encouragement to all those our brothers, sisters in Hong Kong.
And what would you see as being the biggest challenges facing your church in Hong Kong at the moment?
I may say that in this moment we feel a little frustrated because this fight for democracy, for more justice, is not receiving much response from the authorities. And so maybe also the system really should change and improve. In this moment seems there is no channel for any real dialogue. And so I hope we believers, we always keep our faith and optimism. And maybe in the time fixed by the divine providence, we can have a breakthrough.
My last question is more of a personal question to yourself, Your Eminence, Cardinal Joseph Zen, who has had a very long and rich life working within the church, but also as a Chinese, a man of China, a son of China. Pope Benedict XVI himself said that through his nominations in this consistory, both his nomination of Your Eminence and also indeed of the Cardinal from South Korea and Philippines, that he wished to reflect his love for the people of Asia. As a Chinese person, do you feel a certain pride? Do you feel that these nominations reflect this growing attention that Pope Benedict has for the people of Asia?
Oh, yes. I personally, I have always been very fortunate, and in this moment, I can represent the people, the Chinese people, in the eyes of Benedict XVI is a real privilege, I think the Holy Father has shown a very special benevolence towards our people, because the number of the cardinals this time is rather small, and several others would deserve this honor. But still, the Holy Father wanted to, among them, one Chinese, is a real sign of special benevolence. And I surely promise to to try to be less unworthy of such honor and trust of the Holy Father.
If you have one lasting memory of this consistory, of these last 3 days here in Rome, very particular days for you, if you've one lasting memory, one moment that stood out above all other moments that really meant something to you personally, what would that moment be?
Just before coming here for the Mass, I excused myself because the Holy Father invited us to dinner. I said, I'm sorry, I'm going to say Mass at the Vatican Radio for the Chinese people. And he said, oh, very special blessing to your people. So I think it was very, very special, a fresh blessing from the Holy Father for our people. Yeah.
And this has always been something very important in your pastoral work as a priest, bishop, archbishop, and now cardinal, is your desire, your need to communicate with your people. Will this continue to be your prime importance to you as you continue in your mission?
According to the rule, my term would finish the next January. So I present the letter to the Holy Father, and surely I'm already entering the 10th year of service to the people of Hong Kong, and surely I will always also officially I will always be a Episcopus Emeritus of Hong Kong. But then I think at this moment I should also take more seriously a bigger role as representing the Chinese people. And so to be at service of the Holy Father, to help him in his service to the Chinese people and even to the whole church. But I think particularly the Holy Father may like me to share my experience of China, and that will be a great pleasure for me to do. Yeah.
And just looking at the future of the Chinese church, the young religious nuns, priests, and indeed lay faithful within the Chinese church, if you had a message to give to them across the airwaves of Vatican Radio, what would it be?
Oh, yes. I'm very happy that so many priests, seminarians, sisters are studying here in Rome. I really hope that they can absorb this Roman spirit, which is the spirit of the universal church. And then when they go back, to build the Chinese church within this great family of the Universal Church. Yeah.
Your Eminence, thank you so much for your time.